Good morning, and thank you again, Anthony Fest, for making my vegan animal liberation commentary possible on the morning mix on KPFA. Well, today is 9/11, but you know, every day is 9/11 for the animals and the people who eat them. All of the animals are as innocent as anyone in the World Trade Center towers. Yet 10,000 million farmed land animals are killed in the U.S. every year, 56 billion worldwide. We mourn the 3,000 human deaths on 9/11, and we mourn the 3,000 deaths of animals killed for food every single second. 3,000 per second, 180,000 per minute. Works out to 25,920,000 per day. Land animals slaughtered one by one. Innocent, feeling creatures whose only crime was to be born. Their miserable lives in death row prisons make Guantanamo and Pelican Bay look like resorts. They're mutilated without anesthesia. Some are even force-fed. And the figures I just mentioned don't even reflect aquatic life. In the U.S., where 9 billion land animals are murdered to be eaten every year, it's estimated that another 50 billion sea creatures gasp for their breaths, suffocate, and then wind up on our plates. 90 billion worldwide. That's 146 billion innocent lives dying torturously, one by one. Well, who would be on the top of the animals list for number one terrorist? On a per-person basis, it's estimated that animal eaters in the U.S. consume about 30 land animals and 175 aquatic animals every year. That's a lot of death in our diet, and not just for other species. Every year, Americans suffer 1.5 million heart attacks and strokes. About 600,000 Americans die of heart disease, and 600,000 Americans die of cancer, the two leading causes of death, and both are associated with consumption of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. That represents more than the number of 9/11 human deaths every single day. Well, remember Professor T. Colin Campbell of MIT and Cornell University and the China Study telling us that over 90% of fatal degenerative disease in this country is caused by animal protein and not much of it, and that the dairy protein is the number one carcinogen to which Americans are most exposed, and Caldwell Esselstyn, MD of the Cleveland Clinic, asserts that heart disease is preventable. So the message from Al-Qaeda is, Americans, keep eating what you're eating. You know, and why did the U.S. bomb Iraq when Dairy Queen, McDonald's, and the Harris Ranch cow centration camp on Interstate 5 are so much closer? Well, if you'd like to avoid the Al-Qaeda-approved diet for Americans, then I suggest you mark your calendar. September 28th and 29th, come to the County Fair Building at Golden Gate Park for the 14th annual World Veg Festival, sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Info at sfvs.org. I MC the event, and I'm speaking Saturday morning at 10:30 on the topic of humane meat and the compromise of animal advocacy. For more information about going vegan, there are hundreds of free archives of my radio show that you can hear at goveganradio.com. Peace now, go vegan. Peace how, go vegan. I'm Bob Linden.